The Holy Father ended his first day in Israel yesterday evening with a keynote address to leaders and spiritual representatives of the main religions of the Holy Land at Notre Dame Interfaith Centre of Jerusalem. Ewan McCarthy reports.
Faith is always lived within a culture, said Pope Benedict Monday. But certain aspects of globalization, and in particular the world of the internet, have created a vast virtual culture, the worth of which is as varied as it is debatable.
The question naturally arises then as to what contribution religion makes to the cultures of the world against the backdrop of rapid globalization.
He had come to talk to them, but not only. He had also come to put a problem to them, seeking a common solution.
Since many are quick to point out the readily apparent differences between religions, as believers or religious persons, we are presented with a challenge to proclaim with clarity what we share in common. While the differences we explore in interreligious dialogue may at times appear as barriers, they need not overshadow the common sense of awe and respect for the universal, for the absolute, and for truth, which impel religious people to converse with one another in the first place. In this way, not only do we enrich culture, but we shape it. In an age of instant access to information and social tendencies, which engender a kind of monoculture, deep reflection against the backdrop of God's presence will embolden reason, stimulate creative genius, facilitate critical appreciation of cultural practices, and upholds the universal value of religious belief.
Pope Benedict's speech was about dialogue and collaboration. However, in stark contrast, just a few short moments after the Holy Father had finished his address, in an impromptu speech delivered in Arabic, Sheikh Taser Tamimi, chief Islamic judge in the Palestinian Authority, launched into a 10-minute tirade against the State of Israel, and then left a bewildered hall. Immediately after the incident, Father Federico Lombardi, director of the Vatican Press Office, clarified the intervention of Sheikh Taser Tamimi was not scheduled by the organisers of the meeting. In a meeting dedicated to dialogue, this intervention was a direct negation of what dialogue should be. I'm Eimear McCarthy.